Watching Montana State play in the Football Championship Subdivision National Title Game Saturday, I wondered if Waded Cruzado was still president there. With all due respect to Gary Carruthers, no president since she left has been as successful at bringing together the faculty, staff, students, and community. Not keeping her was a mistake. Sadly, it wasn't the last mistake NMSU Regents would make. In 2018, they showed Carruthers the same door they had showed Cruzado. The former governor was earning a salary of $373,450 a year when Regents decided not to renew his contract and began the search for his successor. As often happens in such searches, it came down to two strong candidates whom Regents had a hard time choosing between. What doesn't often happen is they chose both. John Floros was hired as president at a salary of $450,000 a year, and Dan Arvizu was hired as chancellor at a salary of $500,000 a year. Floros would be responsible for the main campus, and Arvizu would oversee all the other campuses. The decision, which dramatically increased administrative costs and rearranged the leadership structure, was announced by Regents out of the blue, without any public input or even an indication that such moves were under consideration. Faculty, students, and staff who were left in the dark when the changes were being considered never bought into them. And they never understood why so much more money was being shifted to administrative salaries at the very top. And so they responded by passing no-confidence resolutions against university leadership. Last week, it became official. The experiment was a flop. Floros announced that he was stepping down as president. Arvizu will take over that position, and his old job will not be filled. It's time for our university to return to a more common leadership structure, Arvizu said. The transition from Carruthers to Floros Arvizu was a murky, non-transparent mess at every step along the way. Regents never explained why they want a new leadership. Then, they met in secret to fundamentally overhaul the university's administrative structure. Even if the changes had been a good idea, the plan was doomed from the start because of the secretive way it was crafted. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.